Very good. Okay, so now all the adverts are over, the commercials are gone. It's a time to meditate. So if you're already sitting down, close your eyes. Or before you close your eyes, make sure all your mobile phones and other devices are turned off. Otherwise, it's very bad karma for you and your phone if it goes off in the middle. I mean, it really is bad karma. Imagine someone's about to get enlightened at the edge, the one chance in this life, and your phone goes off. I wouldn't like to be you or your phone. So anyway, but just out of kindness to everybody. And so, close your eyes and just come into your body, into this moment. It's just like your mind is like an octopus, but only many more tentacles than that. Go out into so many different places, all your busyness, your responsibilities, your duties, and even getting involved where you don't really belong. Still, we do that. So, bring all those tentacles in. We have a name for them in Pali, it's called asavas, outflowings. Bring them all in. And also, not just bring them into your body, bring them into this moment as if the tentacles go out into the future and the past as well. Draw them back into this moment, into this body, right here, right now. This is the only place you can find peace. And the only place you can find meaning, real meaning, happiness, everything you find right now. So to help keep your awareness in this moment, in this body, how are your legs feeling right now? This is an exercise in mindfulness of the body in this moment, but it's also to help you be comfortable during the next half an hour when you're meditating. How do your legs feel? If you need to move them, move them. And then, what about your bottom? There are parts of our body which we just take for granted. When you're sitting on a chair, on a stool, on a cushion, your buttocks take a lot of pressure. If you don't get them comfortable now, they'll be painful later on. So fidget now. Once the bottom is comfortable, then check your back. People ask about what's the best posture. The best posture you find out, you discover from your mindfulness, aware of the feelings in the body, in this case the back, and experimenting. Lean back, lean forward, slump, stretch. Which feels the most comfortable? But a type of comfort you can maintain for 30 minutes. Mindfulness helps you discover the best posture. Once your back is comfortable, then check your shoulders. Oh, sorry, I forgot the arms first of all and hands. Make the arms and hands comfortable too. How are they? Where are they? How do they feel? The right position for your hands is where they're the most comfortable. You discover that. You may read in books all the different positions you can put your fingers. It doesn't matter. What matters is if they're comfortable. And then go to your shoulders. Your shoulders might be a bit stiff. It's a place where stress resides in shoulders. So I imagine my shoulders like a bunch of strings which have been stretched, and they're taut, they're tense. And I just visualize, imagine those strings letting go of both ends, and the strings becoming loose with no tension in them at all. If I imagine that, my muscles follow the imaginary exercise, and my mindfulness tells me they've relaxed. And then I'm aware of my head on top of my neck, not too far to the left, not too far to the right, not too far back, not too far forward, finding the optimum position, the best position. Last, I look at the muscles around my eyes. It's a place where tension coming from emotions builds up. Once I am aware of those muscles, I can relax them very easily. So my whole face becomes loose, at ease, as with the rest of my body. I'm in a good posture. And the next stage, I go to a place usually inside my body, which is tense, irritable, even in pain. It could be your colon if you've got irritable bowel syndrome, stomach ache, an ache in one of the organs, in the muscles somewhere inside. I'm aware of it, as mindful as I can possibly be. Zooming in on that feeling. As soon as I'm aware of it, I discover from trial and error how to relax it, how to ease the tension, the tightness deep inside my body. Mindfulness allows me to have feedback. Soon you learn kindness, letting things be, embracing, opening the door of your heart to this moment, relaxes things. So just spend a little time with my own body, caring for it, relaxing it, bringing it to very good health and ease. With this practice and training, you can relax your own body so deeply, you'll never need to waste money on a spa ever again. And once your body is as relaxed as you can get it, you will also notice you spent the last 5 or 10 minutes focusing on the feelings of your body in this present moment, not thinking too much. So now turn your mindfulness to your mind itself. How peaceful are you? The opposite, how agitated is your emotional world? Don't blame yourself, just know. I call this being aware of the peaceometer, that inside you which tells you how peaceful or how agitated you are inside. As soon as you become aware, mindful of your peaceometer, then you discover when you have attitudes, a mind of letting go, kindness, embracing, letting things be, that your peaceometer moves more and more to peace of mind. You learn what makes you peaceful. You understand what agitates you. It's the attitude of your mind. Not what you have to put up with in life, but how you put up with it. That is the trick to peace of mind. Putting most of your awareness, knowing how peaceful you are, and developing that peace. once your body is really deeply relaxed and your mind is peaceful, then you can start doing things like watching your breathing. So asking yourself, am I breathing in or am I breathing out? And to allow your mind to focus, to rest on your breathing. Just to feel the sensation of breath. You have to have some developed mindfulness to be able to experience the breath. You have to have calmed your mind down by watching the pulsometer. Otherwise, you can't watch the breath for very long. The mind goes off into past or future. And it helps some people. As you're breathing in, you say to yourself, breathing in peace. You imagine peace coming into your body and mind with every in-breath. And as you breathe out, let go. If there's any problems, pain, past and future, anxiety, all goes out with every out-breath. Breathe in peace. Breathe out, let go. If you suffer from anxiety, you can do that. Breathe in confidence. Breathe out anxiety. just breathing in peace without let go. And just let the mind be, as if you're observing it from a distance, watching over it rather than watching inside. And enjoying the peace, the peace of not having to do anything, not being entangled, not trying to change anything, just letting it be. Very close to the end of the meditation now. Don't open your eyes yet. How do you feel? How peaceful are you? And how relaxed is your body? The result of 30 minutes of meditation. Just enjoy it for a few seconds longer. I'm now going to ring the gong. When it finishes sounding for the third time, you can come out of your meditation. Okay.